Daf Chav Ches, in the beginning of Daf Chav Ches, Amar Aleph, dedicated to the foundation of Cheskes Habatim, as we saw, the question of where does Cheskes Habatim come from, whether it's based on Shor HaMuad, or it's based on a series of Svaris developed by Rava. And from this point on, from the middle of Chav Ches, Amar Aleph, and on, the Gemara pivot from talking about the source of Cheskes Habatim to talking about the Pirtei Halacha. The details, how you implement Cheskes Habatim, what are the rules and regulations, when does it apply, when does it not apply, and you're developing many, many fascinating svaras along the way. The first issue that the Gemara raises in trying to parameterize Cheskes Habatim is the year, in the middle of Chavtes Amud Aleph, and the Suga wraps all the way for a blot to the middle of Chavtes Amud Beis, and that's the question that Rav Huna raises of Ritzufos. They say you have to have Gimel Shanim. The Mishnah tells me back on Chav Ches, Cheskes Habatim, all these various sorts of property, various sorts of real estate, Cheskes and Gimel Shanim, Yom Liyom, 3 years from day to day. So what do those 3 years look like? Amar Rav Huna, Shalosh Shanim, Misha Amru, Hu Shachal and Ritzufos. When we say that in the Mishnah, you have to have 3 years, they have to be ritzufos. They have to be consecutive. There cannot be breaks in the middle. Now, over the course of the first half of the sugya, namely the Chavtes Amud Aleph part, the Gemara is going to do three things. First, the Gemara is going to raise a kasha of pshita, and the Gemara is going to think about Rav Huna in the context of our Mishnah. And then the second point the Gemara is going to have is Rav Chama's point, which is to limit Rav Huna. Rav Huna sounds so broad. We always require ritzufos. Not always. Depends on the case. And that's the question of Asher Demuvri. And finally, towards the end of Chavtes Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to have a kasha, the kasha of Batim, and we're going to see over the course of Chavtes Amud Aleph, the teretz of Rava and the teretz of Abaye, that's going to open up some larger issues about Eidus as well. So let's dive in. So Nachama, Rav Huna said, you got to have Ritzufos. The Gemara asks, Maika Mashmalan, what's he telling me? What's the Amora telling me? The Amora Rav Huna is telling me, Achidish Tanin, it's a Mishnah. Cheskasim Gimel Shanim Yom Yom. The Mishnah says, 3 years from day to day, obviously that means Ritzufos. Obviously, that means they have to be consecutive. What's Rav Huna's chiddush? So the Gemara says, no. Ma'u de seima miyom liyom la pukim mikutos. Without Rav Huna, I would have thought that when the Mishnah says, shol shol miyom liyom, why do we stress miyom liyom? Not just 3 years, but 3 years from day to day. Very specific. So the havmi would have been, that's just to exclude mikutos. It's opposed to cut off years, as opposed to half years. You have to have 3 full years as shalosh shanim shleimos lapukim mikutos, as opposed to partial years. Liolam afil mufuzaris. By what could have said that if you have 3 full years, even if you have breaks in between, maybe that taka does count. How do you see in the Mishnah that that's not included? Shalosh shanim yom yom. Have 3 whole years, 3 full years, day to day, 365 day years. Tavshin pei beis. Tavshin pei dalet, Tavshin pei vav. What's wrong? I took breaks from the farming. I took breaks from the property. But it was a series of 3 whole years. They just weren't consecutive. So the Gemara says it's not self-evident from the Mishnah, like Rav Huna. Ah, come Ashvala. Comes Rav Huna to tell me, no, mufuzaras are also unacceptable. So let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva is very beautiful. It's a very delicate, beautiful Ritva here in this first segment of the Gemara. Zak the Ritva. Amr Rav Huna, Shalosh Shanim Sha'amru, etc. Pirish. Here you have maybe you have a Ritva with you. You certainly have the Ritva on the first page of the Maram Makom's book. Shem lo ha'isa ha'achila b'shanim ritzufos. If the achila, what I know, some guys got into some difficulty in terms of reading the ritva. There's a lot of delicacy in the ritva, so let's savor the ritva together. There are two halves. This small dibur of the ritva, there are two halves. Each half is making a different point. Pirish, in lo haisa achila b'shanim ritzufos, if the achila was not in consecutive years, afo pisha hoya ha-karka b'rshuso ko'olsom hashanim, even though the karka was in his rishus all of those years, ain't a chazaka. It's still not a chazaka. I know this got confusing for some because we're trying to figure out whether it's b'rshuso or not. But what he means by b'rshuso is not legally did he own it or even did he have a chazaka. We haven't figured that out yet. He just means literally, were you there? Rav Huna is saying that even though you were present the whole time, you were on the land, but you weren't working it three consecutive years. Rav Huna says that's not good enough. De'ilu b'shahayot tzemir shuso bein time. If you actually left the space, pshita, that's pashat, says Ritva. Rav Huna doesn't need to tell me that if I was on the property of Tavshin Pei Beis and I'm making a chazaka on farmland in central Pennsylvania. So I was there at Tavshin Pei Beis, farming the land. I was there at Tavshin Pei Beis, farming the land. And then Tavshin Pei Gimel, I decide everyone else is going to Florida. Everyone else is going to Texas. I'll go to Texas too. So Tavshin Pei Gimel, I leave, I go to Texas. And Tavshin Pei Dalet, I come back to my Pennsylvanian farm. So the Ritva says, that's not even Rav Huna's case. That's super pashut that it's not valid. You weren't even there. You weren't even on the property in Shnas Tavshin Pei Gimel. You yotze mirshuso bein tayim. Pshita, of course that's unacceptable. So what is Rav Huna talking about? Where Tavshin Pei Aleph, I farmed the land. Tavshin Pei Beis, I farmed the land. Tavshin Pei Gimel, I was living on the land, but I didn't farm it. I decided to do some software engineering instead. And of course, I know. Well, everyone's working remotely these days. So I'm sitting on my farm. I'm living on my farmland. But I'm not farming. I'm not growing anything. I'm not involved in agriculture. I'm sitting on the computer. Tavshin Pei Gimel. And then Tavshin Pei Dal, I go back to farming. I had my year of software engineering, and I go back to working the land. So the Ritva says, that case, that's what Huna's talking about. Where I was on the land all of the years, just I wasn't farming the land for three consecutive years. But I was on the land for four, five, six consecutive years, of which three of them were farming. He says, if I actually physically left, I was Yosef Meshuso, that's Pashut. But if I was there, just I wasn't farming all of the years. So that's what Rav Huna says. And then he points out, ironically, even the case which Rav Huna is talking about, the Gemara says, that too is Pashat. So this is getting a little confusing. So this is Pashat, that's Pashat. Not the same though. What's the difference between two types of Pashat? The case that he said Rav Huna isn't even talking about, it's Pashat's no good. Why is it Pashat's no good? Based on what? Based on Svar. I don't need a mishnah to tell me that's no good. You weren't even present on the land for 3 years. You left in the middle. You left Pennsylvania for Texas in the middle. Of course that's not a chazaka. That's a milsa de pshita b'svara. Then he says, but it's not self-evident b'svara that if I was on the land for four or five consecutive years, I just didn't farm consecutively. That doesn't count. That's conceivable that it works. You were there. And you, over the course of a number of years, you did 3 whole years of farming. So that misvara could have worked. Bafil Baha, and that's the case Rav Huna raised. And there he says, one could have imagined that this should work. So I'm not telling you something trivial when I say it doesn't work. It's a chiddush. The Gemara still asks Pshita. The Gemara does ask him Rav Huna. My Kamash Malan, which is another way of saying Pshita. But it's not pshita misvara, it's not that b'svara, it's obvious that this is an unacceptable chazaka. Svara, it works. It's just that from we have a source. It's pshita migemara, or pshita from the Mishnah. I feel b'har parchinan, even the case which Rav Huna is talking about, where I am present, I am birshuso consecutively, but I'm not farming, I don't have achila consecutively. Feel b'har parchinan, my kamashon pshita. This too is pashut no good. Why not b'svara but hatanin and cheskasim gimel shanim, etc. etc. Okay, so now the first thing Ritva does is just clarify what is the case. What is the case? If my mom has left the property physically in the middle, that's so obviously unacceptable. Who didn't have to tell me? That's Pashat Besvar. Rav Huna did have to tell me a case where I was on the land consecutively, but I wasn't farming consecutively. I got 3 years of farming in, but with breaks where I was on the land but not farming. So there Rav Huna said, one could have thought that's acceptable. I'm telling you it's not acceptable. Oh, okay. So then the Gemara says, but that's also Pashat, and Rav Huna didn't have to tell me, even if I couldn't figure out Misvara, but if I look in the Mishnah, I see. What do I see in the Mishnah? Because the language was Yom Liyom, right? So isn't it odd? Why is Rav Huna? Okay, it's not self-evident Bisvara, but the Tanam told me. So why does Amor Rav Huna have to tell me? The Tanam told me. So what is the Gemara answer to that? What is the Gemara answer to that? What was the Gemara's answer?
The Gemara answered that
Oh, good. The language of the Mishnah, Miyom, that extra phrase that the Gemara says, Miyom Liyom, what you stretch, you say, Shalosh Shanim, why are you getting so dramatic? 3 years from day to day. Why are you being so dramatic and specific? Oh, so the Gemara says, who says it's talking about Fuzaros? Maybe it's coming to tell. Who says it's saying you need consecutive as opposed to Ritzuf as opposed to Mufuzaros? Maybe the Miyom Liyom means a whole years as opposed to half years. Shalemos as opposed to Mikutos. 3 years from day to day as opposed to a chunk of Tavshin Pei Alf. A chunk of Tavshin Pei, no, you need the whole. Or how, whether it's a calendar year or not, but you need a full run of an entire 365 days. So, okay. So now what remains to be figured out? What remains to be figured out?
There but not working.
What remains to be figured out, logically? So Taka, why are Mufuzaros no good? Right? The Gemara says, Rav Huna says Mufuzaros are no good. So he said, well, isn't that obvious? And because the Mishnah says it, right? The Misvara, the Mishnah says it's no good. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah doesn't say it's no good. The Mishnah is just saying Mikutos are no good. The Yom Liyom tells you that I need whole years, not half years. Mishnah isn't telling me that I need consecutive as opposed to Mufuzaros. And what's the last phrase in the Gemara? Kamashmalan comes to tell me. No. Rav Huna comes to tell. The Amor Rav Huna comes to tell me. Even Mufuzaros is unacceptable. So, right, exactly. You always have to ask yourself, and that's exactly what Ritva asks. Whenever there's a Kamashmalan, right, the Gemara explains, oh, I would have thought ABC because of this whole. I would have thought X because of ABC. Kamashmalan, that the din is not X. But then you always have to ask yourself, why? I would have thought the din is X because of ABC. Kamashmalan, the din is not X because? Because what?
Q.
What's wrong with ABC? That's what you always have. Often Rishonim will raise that question, and you should always raise that question. What's the Nekudas HaKamashmalan? What changed? I had a Havamina based on certain premises. The Havamina, ultimately, reject the Havamina. No, Maskana, that's not the din. So, why? What changed about my Hanachos? And that, if you take a look in the Ritva, let's take a look inside, that's what he is raising. He doesn't speak it out as much as I am. That's why I'm speaking out, because I want you to appreciate what he's doing. Okay, why I want you to appreciate what he's doing, both to learn how to read a Ritva and to become sensitive to this type of question, which you should always be asking yourself whenever there's a Kamashmalan. Take a look inside. See, Pirish Kamashmalan, he says, what does Kamashmalan mean? So Pirish, you know what the Kamashmalan is? Kamashmalan, the miyom liyom tarti kasani. Miyom liyom means two things. Lima'ute mikutaos. And lima ute mufuzaros. That phrase actually excludes both half years, mikutaos, cut off years, and spread out year, non-consecutive, mufuzaros. And what does this phrase mean? Deshkulim heim v'yavoo shneihem. Shkulim heim doesn't mean they're heavy. It means they're equally weighted. Like when you have a mishkal, when you have a scale, their classic balance scale. So if two things are the same weight, they're shkulim. They line up on the scale. Shkulim v'yavoo shneihem. They're equally weighted. and therefore they both come. That's the phrase the Ritva is borrowing from the Gemara in other places, which means if a phrase can imply something more Torah, a pasuk, the pasuk could equally be implying din X and din Y. So if it's equally stacked, then maybe that implies they're both true. And normally, we'll learn one din from any given. There's a reboot in the pasuk, so I'll learn one din, whichever is the most likely, the most logical, that fits best with the language. But if there are two dinim that are equally obvious, equally implied, shulimim, then yavo shneim. Then I learn both of them. So the Ritva is borrowing that terminology of Chazal and applying it to the way we interpret the Mishnah. He says, how did Rav Huna, another, what's he asking and what's he answering? He's asking, to taka, how did Rav Huna know that Mufuzar is no good? Where did Rav Huna get it from? The Mishnah doesn't say it. If it be obvious in the Mishnah, then I don't need Rav Huna. But if there's no mucker in the Mishnah, so then go to the other extreme. Who told Rav Huna? Where did Rav Huna get this from? Who told him the Mufuzaris is no good? The Mishnah only says Mikutalis is no good. So answer number one is, well, if you think about it, Miyom Liyom really has both implications. Miyom Liyom, it's 3 years from day to day as opposed to incomplete years. And 3 years from day to day as opposed to with breaks. It can mean both. And therefore, it does mean both. Why could it mean both, by the way? Let's break it down a little more. In what way does Miyom Liyom mean a whole year as opposed to half a year? Is it from which day to which day? How much time between the days?
365 to 366, for example.
Or 1 to 365. Right? If I say a year from day to day, that's a whole year. Right? But if the day to day means a set of 3 years from day to day. In other words, a year from Dalet Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Aleph to Gimel Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Beis, a year Miyom Liyom, that's Shlema as opposed to Mikuta, or Mikutas, if you want to be grammatical. From Dalet Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Aleph to Gimel Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Dalet, that's 3 years from day to day as opposed to years which are spread out. I think that's what the Ritva means. When he claims, right, the Mishnah, the Gemara had said, Miyom Miyom implies not Mikutos. The Ritva in his first teretz is suggesting that Miyom Liyom, the Kamash Malan is, Miyom Miyom implies both. How does it imply both? Probably because Miyom Liyom either refers to Shana, 3 years Miyom Liyom, three times a year Miyom Liyom, that means 3 whole years as opposed to Shana Mikutos. But it's also 3 years Miyom Liyom. A set of 3 years from day to day means that I have all 3 years one after the other, as opposed to 3 years that spread over much longer. I think that's what Ritva is saying. There are two different ways to interpret Miyom Liyom. Is it referring to Shana, or is it referring to Gimel Shanim? Gimel Shanim, Miyom Liyom, that implies that they're one after the other, that they're Ritzufos. Three times Shana Miyom Liyom is Shlemos. So Ritva says they're both reasonable ways to read it, equally reasonable ways to read it. Shkulame, that's what he says. Tarti Kasani, the term Miyom Liyom really implies both. Umutim Mikutaos, Umutim Mifuzaros. Shkulame, they're both equally valid interpretations, both equally appealing interpretations, equally convincing, and therefore you have Oshneim. So if Rabbi Yehuda Anasi chose to write the Mishnah in a way that it implies equally implies two different dinim, and not contradictory dinim, just different dinim, L'ma'ute mikutos, l'ma'ute mifuzaros, if Yehuda Anasi chose to phrase the Mishnah such that it equally implies two different things, Mistama, he phrased it that way in order to say those things. And that's Rav Huna's Chiddush. So now we understand, now the Gemara's Geshmak, now we understand Rav Huna. Rav Huna is telling me a din, which he does learn from the Mishnah, but it wouldn't hit you right away that the Mishnah is telling you that. You could have misread the Mishnah. You could have mistakenly understood the Mishnah is only telling me Gimasham Yom Liyom as opposed to Mikutos. I might not on my own have realized the Mishnah is also telling me l'ma'utei mufuzaros. So that's why Rav Huna had to tell me, Rav Yid, learn the Mishnah carefully. You'll notice that really there are two things implied by the Mishnah. L'ma'utei mikudos and l'ma'utei mufuzaros. And taka, both of those dinim are true. Not only do you need shleimos, but you also need ritzufos. And that's the first understanding the ritva for this kamashma lan. Let's finish the ritva, and then there are a number of hands. I want to hear your questions. But let's just see the other pshat first, so we'll appreciate it by contrast. Inami. Inami says the ritva. Or another way to understand what? Another way to understand the kamashma lan. In other words, going back to my kasha, if the Mishnah only, if miyom liyom only implies mikutos, where did Huna get it from? So what's wrong with the Havamina? So the first pshat the Ritva had is the Havamina is correct. Miyom liyom does imply mikutos. Just kamash blon that it also equally implies mifuzaros, implies both dinim. And therefore we're using the magic of shkulim hem yavor shneim. Inam, the Ritva says, there's another way to do it. Because the shkulim hem yavor shneim, that's a little bit dicey. Mamish is equally stacked, mechatez. He says, no. Inami mi yitura. Maybe there's an extra term. And the kamash malon is, you might not have realized this on your own, but Rav Huna is pointing out that the extra term in the Mishnah teaches me that you require ritzufos, that mufuzaros are unacceptable. How so? What's the extra term? Gimel shana miyom yom. What's extra? We say miyom yom teaches me what?
Mikutos.
Not mikutos. So what's extra? So he says, ah. The Havamina was miyom liyom teaches me mikutos. Or to put it differently, the Havamina was that I need miyom liyom in order to exclude mikutos. But kamash malon, dechikasani shaloshanim stama. If I just would have said 3 years and left out that extra dramatic miyom liyom, also have a mashma shleimos. It didn't have to say miyom liyom to imply 3 whole years. That's Rav Huna's kamash malon. Just shalosh shalom. If I say 3 years, the default assumption is 3 years means 3 years. 3 years doesn't mean 2 years. 3 years doesn't mean three sets of 9 months. That's Rav Huna. That's what changes from the Havmina to Maskana in the second pshat of the Ritva. The Havmina was, I need miyom liyom to teach me mikutos. The Maskana is, neh kamash malon. Rav Huna say, no! Just the term shaloshanim alone, stoma, without any additional phrasing, just shaloshanim would already imply shalemos as opposed to mikutaros. And therefore, lo itzrich miyom liyom el ma'ute mefuzaros. So Rav Huna is saying, if you learn the Mishnah carefully, you'll realize that that miyom liyom phrase, I don't need it to exclude mikutaros. And therefore, it's available for pshat number two, which is lema'ute mefuzaros. So again, what's common to both pshatim of the ritva, and what's different, and then we'll take questions. Let's recap, just putting it together. Both pshatim and the ritva are addressing the same kasha, which is, the Gemara said that the Mishnah doesn't teach me that that mefuzaros is no good, so where did Huna get it from? Kamash malon. The Mishnah doesn't say it. It's not Pashit. Kamash Rahuna, that it's still possible. Why? Where did he get it from? So that's the kasha that both approaches in the Ritva are addressing. And both approaches share certain features. They both agree that Rav Huna got it from the Mishnah. The Ritva doesn't say, oh, there was some other mucker that Rav Huna got it from. He found some other brisa, or he just said it misvara. No. Both Prat and Ritva assume that Rav Huna really did get it from the Mishnah. And that means, therefore, that we're changing something from how we read the Mishnah in the Havamina. I would have thought you read the Mishnah that miyom liyom just means lema'ute mikutos. That's how I could have read it, mistakenly. And then I would have ended up thinking mistakenly that mifuzaros are acceptable, that ritzufos are unnecessary. Kamash malon. One of two things. Here's the divergence. Either the Ritva says, kamash malon, the yef miyom liyom implies shalemos, and it also implies ritzufos. Two different, the phrasing means both. That's the first part of Ritva. Again, I was suggesting before, that it implies both, because the question is, does miyom liyom modify shana, or does miyom liyom modify gimel shana? If it modifies Shana, then it's Shlema as opposed to Mekutaz. If it modifies Gimel Shanim, then it's Ritzufa as opposed to Mefuzar. So that's approach number one, that Miyom L'Yom implies both Dinim. Approach number two in the Ritzva is L'maskana, I don't even need Miyom L'Yom to exclude Mekutaz. They just, the term Gimel Shanim alone, by default, excludes Mikutaos, and therefore I have this extra terminology, miyom miyom. Yes, it does certainly make it sound like Shlomo is supposed to Mikutaos, but it's not necessary for that. Therefore, we can make a diik, mi yitura, the added phrase implies an added din. The next din on deck, the second most obvious din, if we already know that Mikutaos are no good, so the added phrase teaches me, and Mefuzaros are also no good, I require Ritzufos. Again, that is the beginning of the Gemara, the din of Rav Huna, and the back and forth in the Gemara isn't obvious. Ritzvah pointed out, Rav Huna isn't even talking about a case where the guy left the property in the middle. That's Misvara, obviously no good. What Rav Huna is addressing is the guy was on the property, but he wasn't farming consecutively. Misvara, that might have been thought to be acceptable, but what the Gemara says is the Mishnah makes it obvious, and the Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious. The Mishnah, Kamash Malan, there are different ways of reading the Mishnah. I could have mistakenly read the Mishnah as only telling me Mikutaos is no good, but Mufzaros is fine. Kamash Malan, Rav Huna, no. Read the Mishnah properly. Again, two different versions than the Ritva, but read the Mishnah. If you read the Mishnah slowly and carefully, you will realize that neither Mikutaos nor Mufuzaros are acceptable, and hence Rav Huna says that you require Ritzufos as opposed to Mefuzar. So that's the beginning of the Gemara with the Ritva read with, hopefully, care. Yeah, a lot of questions. Try to work our way around the room. Yonatan.
Just from a practical standpoint, does that mean that you, right, if you're trying to prove that the field is yours, you need to bring Edim that they saw you every single day of all 3 years? Like, how practically does that work out?
That's a good question. Okay, good. So you're raising a good question that is going to come up very soon. It's going to come up, as a matter of fact, on the bottom of the Yomah. The next, you may have already seen, that's going to be the Gemara about the Batim and the Shivavi. And it's going to go from the bottom of Amudal from the top of the base. Yeah, Mamash have to have someone made every day and every night and every hour. The Gemara is going to get there in terms of the granularity. We'll have to see. Correct. Good. Yeah.
I did the same issue. What's the problem with
Mifuzaris?
What's the problem with Mifuzaris?
So, that's a great question. Why are they no good? Why are they no good? This may or may not relate back to the discussion Rishonim had about understanding the core Svara of Mizdarinish Brishtara. Mikuta'o sounds like it may just not even be enough. Now you talk about Mizdar Inish Bishtar, whether it's the shear of the Shtigas Marakama, or at this point you have the right to lose the Shtar, however you understand, again, going back to the Ramban, the Rebbe, and Yon, the Raj, the Ritva, I don't want to get thoroughly back into that, but Mikuta'o may just not even provide enough to, it's like 2 years, it's like 1 year. It's not enough of a shear. Three, and that's after what the Gemara said. Three, and that's especially the second pshat in the Ritva. 3 years means 3 years. That's not 3 years. Mufuzaros. So the Rashbam addresses Mufuzaros. There may be other approaches as well, but the Derech HaMelech is probably the Rashbam. And the next line of the Gemara, once in Rav Chama, he says in the second wide line that the issue is achzeki da achzeki inshi. The implication of the Rashbam is typically if you're skipping years, you're not achzeki da achzeki inshi. You're not living on the land the way owners typically do. And that's going to be a very, very common theme over the course of the next number of blot. And many, many sugyas are essentially gonna boil down. There'll be a whole series of cases. I saw vivid memories from many years ago when we learned Zochet learned from Cheska Batim Rav Shechter. Mamash, like case after case after case, was like a motiv al chozer. Oh, and this case also is lo'achzik da'achzik inshi. Is lo'achzik da'achzik inshi. That's going to be one of the watchwords of Cheska Sabatim. You know, it's a free country. It's your property. Do what you want as long as it's mutter. if it's your own property, you can do whatever types of you want to use your property in odd ways. That's fine, but it's not going to create the cheskes habatim. To create a cheskes habatim, you have to have 3 years of typical owner behavior. So the Rashbam implies in the second wide line, near the beginning of Dirma Silva Ashtu Muvri Bagi, that except in Rav Chama's exceptional case, if you're skipping years, that's not what owners usually do. That's why Rav Chama's about to say is, oh, in an area where it's typical for owners to skip years, so then it is okay. And Rashbam says, yeah, because then the whole issue is lo achzik kada achzik inshi. But if people are doing it, that is normal. So it sounds like fundamentally it is 3 years. It's just 3 years carry out in a very bizarre way. And there'll be many, many other cases like that where a guy is farming the land, but he's farming the land in a really abnormal way. Again, it's not usher to do that. It just doesn't create a cheskes habatim. You want to create a cheskes habatim. If it is your land, do what you want. But if you want to create a cheskes habatim, you need 3 years of achzik kada achziki inchi. Again, you could work backwards into the Rishonim from earlier. Why is achzik kada achziki inchi important? But be that as it may, again, maybe not everyone agrees, but certainly the Rashbam presents it as a achzik kada achziki inchi. Yeah,
Rafi. It's clear in that Rashbam that the actual problem with it is that the Marakama is going to show up when in that year that he skips and see that he's not using the land, so and assume that he went away and therefore not protest. He's going to say, I didn't protest because I assumed you stopped.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, let's get to that. That may be the same point, and it may be a separate kasha that he's raising. So when we get to that, we'll have to think about it. Yeah.
First answer. If Rav Huna is really trying to say that the Kuzaros is really also, so why would you just say, why do you have to go into the Sukkos? And then you'd be like the Daik, and that means you're not the Kuzaros. And then also within the second answer, the Mishnah itself seems to imply that if it's Minyom Minyom, then Miku Toes, but it really says. But then you also have like a stay base of ball where concession with the in on the meal, and then it gets into where it's less than 3 years, which is more than 3 years.
That's an interesting point. You're saying if the Mishnah talks about not meal meal, and that means, that doesn't mean that they're not Ritzufos, it means that they're Mikutos. Correct. Because again, as the Mishnah the Gemara had said, Gimel Shana Miyom Liyom does imply not Mikutos. What the Ritva is saying is, but even had you merely said Gimel Shana, period, that would also have been taken by default to mean not Mikutos. If you're saying Eino Miyom Liyom, that already may imply that they are Mikutos. I didn't need, that's why he said me in the second verse, it's me yitura. I didn't need this phrase. It may mean it, but it's redundant. You're right, Gimel Shanim Yom Yom implies Mikutos. But just Gimel Shanim also implies not Mikutos. So why do you need to add that phrase? Just for emphasis? No, it must be adding an additional din. But you're right. Gimel Shanim Ve'enim Yom Yom may mean Mikutos are accepted. Okay. I think that fits with the Diakal Hashem Ritva. Just
on Rafi's point, the Rashbam by Rabbi Yishmael, he says that it would be like the 3 months of the first year, the 3 months of the last year, and the middle year, they're all consecutive. So the Rashbam would then disagree with his understanding that the only own.
Yeah, I think that speaks to Rafi's point. Correct. Miyom liyom, again, miyom liyom does imply. Miyom liyom does imply not mikutos. Even according to second pshat, just in the second pshat, he's saying it implies it, but it's unnecessary. It's redundant. I could have figured out without. But yeah, and therefore, but either way, therefore, any miyom liyom may imply that mikutos are acceptable, but I may still need ritzufos. Correct. Let's begin to take a look at the next piece of Gemara. The Rav Chama, as I said before, the Gemara has three movements over the course of Chav Tes Amar Aleph. The Sugya is going to wrap onto Chav Tes Amar Beis, but over the course of Chav Tes Amar Aleph, up until not including Mar Zutra, the Gemara has three movements. We saw so far number one, three movements in, about Rav Huna. The first movement was to figure out, is the Pasha, is not Pasha, as fit with the Mishnah. That we dealt with. And then the second movement is going to be Rav Chama, who limits Rav Huna. And the third one will be Abai and Rava trying to deal with a Kasha against Rav Huna from Cheskas Habatim. So let's begin to take a look at segment number two. Amar Rav Chama, now that we've established that Rav Huna is true and non-trivial, it's not Pashat, it's not self-evident from the Mishnah, but he was Medayik in the Mishnah, okay, so Rav Huna had a din that we require Ritzuvos. Rav Chama says, well, I don't always require Ritzuvos. I'm Rav Chama, Omodi Rav Huna, Ba'asre de Muvri Bagi. Rav Huna would be Mode that we do not require, even though he's the Ritzuvos man, Rav Huna would agree that you don't require Ritzuvos, as Rashbam says, Mod Rav Huna, the dialogue becheskes achila shanim ufuzaros, it suffices to have three spread out years, ba'asra demuvri bagi, in an area where it's common practice to let the land lie fallow. Right? The Rashbam says, b'makom shenogin lezro shanu lahovir shana, shelo lahachish as hakarka. In an area, a locale, where it's typical to alternate years between planting and laying life fallow, so because you're worried about an area where they're concerned with weakening the soil, depleting it of nutrients, you need to give it a year to rest up so that, and the idea is in the long run, you gain more from getting, right. Sometimes the less is more. If I plant every other year, I'll have every other year a strong, robust crop, as opposed to sacrificing the long term for the short term. I'll get a couple of good years, but then the land is going to become depleted and it'll be worn out for a while, maybe forever. So, and that's the here's where he has that line we were talking before. Now it's normal. Now there's nothing abnormal about taking off years. Rav Huna is saying, in an area where people don't do that, so then, and you decide to do Shanos Mefuzaros, is lo achzika da achzika inchi. But here it is typical, and therefore it is acceptable. So the Gemara says, Pshita. The Gemara says, well, Vaiter, isn't Rav Chama obvious? Of course. That's what people do. What would you expect? Look. Tzricha, the ikka de muvar, the ikka de lo muvar. Avada, Rav Chama's din is pashit in an area where everyone does hovara, laying the land lie boor, laying the land lie fallow for a year, then I don't need Rav Chama to tell me. Rav Chama's chiddush is, let's say some do and some don't. The high gavra muvra, and this fellow chose to let the land lie fallow. So now already the plot thickens. Some people are farming every year. You claim you just bought the karka, and you took the option of skipping years. So Mao de Sema, I could have thought that the Marakama can say, Imisa de Didachava, if it's really yours, if it is as you claim that you bought it from me, Ibailach Lemizra, you should have planted every year. What are you doing taking off years? It's not like everyone takes off years. Some do and some don't. Ikka de muvar, ikka de lo muvar. Kamash malah, comes Rav Chama to tell me that it's still an acceptable chazaka. Kamash malah, what's the kamash one? Here the Gemara itself explicitly has two. Here the Gemara explains the kamash malah, and the Gemara itself gives two pshatim. Number one, number two. Damar le, chada ar bakule bagala matzia lintar. If other people surrounding me, if my neighbors aren't farming, I cannot farm the land if the neighbors are not farming. The Rashbam explains that why can't you? Peer pressure. I can't do something that people around me aren't doing. He says, no. He says that it's not peer pressure, it's economics. The Gemara explains. I can't lo matzinu lintar. I can't be shomer. Shomer, which Rashbam explains economically, farmers typically would hire shomrim to watch the fields. So if you have a whole slew of fields, a whole group of farmers in the area would get together and jointly pool their money and jointly hire a single shomer who rotates through all the adjacent fields. But if I'm going it alone, there's no car. If it's carpool, if we're all sharing, six farmers are sharing the cost of one shomer, so that's economically feasible. But if all my neighbors aren't farming, I'm going to have to pay for the shomer myself. It doesn't make any economic sense. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two, the Gemara gives another pshat, which we'll take a look at tomorrow. And as we're going to see, there are three practical, halacha lamasa, there are three different machloksin among the Rishonim in terms of how you apply this din of Asra Demuvri, which at least in part flow from some problems in the Gemara, such as why does the Gemara give two answers to the Kamash Malan, and is there a difference between the first pshat and the Inami? We'll pick up with this mitzvah next time.